It's Mornings with Etch, broadcasting from the U.S. Army Studios on Y-102.
Oh, the 90s. What a great decade for pop culture and music. And that's exactly what we're going to supply to you every Saturday morning from 8 to 11 with a host that I'm really excited about. You know him as Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's also been on Dancing with the Stars. He's host of America's Funniest Videos. And he's live right now on the phone with us. It's Alfonso Ribeiro. How's it going?
I'm doing great, man. I can't complain. Excited to be part of the new group.
You know, tell us, what's happening in the life of Alfonso lately?
Well, you know, I obviously, America's Funniest Home Videos, we premiere soon this month, you know, on Sunday nights on ABC. And, of course, you know, got the babies. I got a new one, you know, about to be 4 months old.
Wow.
And so a new addition to the Ribeiro household, which makes it fun, makes it a good time. She's like the best baby ever. So no complaints.
Getting any sleep?
You know what? She was great right from the very beginning. Like,
yeah.
So the third night, she slept 6 hours.
Oh, man.
Yes. All is just, you know, happiness and blessed here in the Ribeiro household.
Love
you know,
it.
With all the kids.
Oh, we got my news guy, Steve. He's going to be a new father here coming up in November, and he's got a daughter on the way as well. Do you have any advice for him on, you know, how to get ready for this?
Yeah, the first thing is you just tell your wife yes. Does anything, like, during the later stages of pregnancy, anything she asks for, you just say yes. And then after the baby's born, you continue to say yes. No becomes a word that you think. You don't actually say it.
You know, I think that's good advice for me right now, and I don't even have a baby on the way.
It's actually good marriage advice, too, yes.
Right? It seems to be an ongoing learning lesson for most men that I know.
Yes. And when it's something that's no, you don't actually say no, you just don't say yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. So Halloween's coming up as well. Do you dress up as a family or anything? Because I have some friends, Todd and Renee, and their children. They all dressed up last year as the Incredibles. And I got to tell you, their outfits were awesome. Do you guys dress up and do the Halloween thing?
Yeah, we typically do. Like, we'll do a theme. You know, one year we did Toy Story characters, right? So my wife and I was Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
That's great.
You know, then you've got Woody to Infinity and Beyond.
Yeah.
So you've got his character. And so, we've done that. And we've done, you know, superheroes and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we try to come up with something creative every year. My wife is pretty much the creative one in the family when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I just basically, like, come home, you know, a couple days before, you know, Halloween. And I get, this is your outfit, okay? So, yeah, it makes it fun. It just, you know, it's easy. Yeah, we do themes. We haven't decided yet what we're going to be this year. At least when I say we, I mean my wife.
So let's talk a little bit about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Tell us, how did you prepare? Because obviously this isn't the same character that you are in real life. It's a lot of acting, and it's completely separate from your character of Carlton. Touch a little bit about where did you pull from to create that character?
You know, it was something I felt, you know. Anytime you read something, you kind of envision who that person is, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read the character the first time, I was like, just this dude is going to be the corniest dude on the planet. Like, literally can't be cornier. But I didn't want to do something that ended up like an Urkel, which is not real. Whereas this guy is still a real guy. He was just super rich and super, you know, sheltered and not hip to the real world. But the thing that I always actually looked at, when I was playing the character, I would say I want to be something that everybody can identify with. I think what made Carlton interesting was white people could laugh at the corniest versions of themselves.
Yep.
Without laughing at themselves.
Yeah.
And black people could laugh at the corniest white dude while still laughing at a black dude. And so it allowed everyone to be okay with it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I did. You know, it's just we were very lucky because we were able to just play.
From what I understand, we almost had to go in a world without Carlton because at first you were initially fired. Is that?
Yeah. So I did the pilot, and after the pilot, there was a man by the name of Warren Littlefield who is the incoming president of NBC, and he said, "Yeah, I love the show, but I don't like this guy playing that character, and I think we should recast." And so they went through a whole recasting process. Never fully fired, just like where we might recast. But they, of course, as you know, history tells, they never found anyone that they felt worked.
So television has kind of been your life for, I mean, as long as you probably can remember, as you start in a Pepsi commercial with Michael Jackson, which I do remember, by the way, and I had no idea that it was you. And
right.
I used to try to do your moves and failed horribly because I'm white as hell. So, but I got to say, man, you had those moves down and you were a completely believable little mini Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, that's because I really was a little Michael Jackson. I loved him then and his music and his dancing and all the rest. So that was an easy one to do.
And didn't you start dancing from a really young age?
Well, actually, no. I mean, the dancing was all just ad-libbing stuff. I had good rhythm and moves and all of that, but I wasn't really a trained dancer at all. The only training I ever did was for Tap Dance Kid, which was tap dancing. But yeah, I wasn't trained. I just kind of was a kid who could move, and if you showed me something, I could mimic it. So, which is when, you know, I did... obviously, Dancing with the Stars, people were like, oh, he's a dancer, that's not fair. And I was like, hold on, yo, I took maybe a couple of dance classes in my life, but I was no kid in dance class.
Yeah.
So, you know, every week was a major struggle from the beginning. My pro, Whitney, used to always say, after the day after performance, she would go the next day and we'd start working in the studio, and she'd always say, listen, how is it possible that you could have been so good last night and suck so badly today? And I'd be like, because I don't know what I'm doing.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to talk with Alfonso Ribeiro. He's Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Also, the host of The 90s, the new show on Saturday mornings, 8 to 11, right here on Y102.